I might not even play this.
Offend us.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Identity crisis you get when you grow older, where nothing makes sense. I need to know that you're only one sane in a mad, mad world. It's called becoming a teenager. And the garden you tried so hard to enter is like an idyllic daycare center of childhood innocence you lost, thinking never get back. Sorry. And the light back of it mocks the whole class system with its status and power and all that crap. But I keep on you. Remember when you dissed your silver spoon ass by thinking you were a housemaid? Well, there you go. And the Mad Hatter, March Hare, and Pigeon too, who challenge all your logic with the nonsense they do. And in Wonderland, reason only leads to grief. It's called subversion, and it's an ongoing motif. And the Queen of Hearts, the Mad Lady Macbeth, is authority and fear and impending death. And she represents the very literal heart of your conflict. Queen of Hearts, get it? And but even though she represents authority, her power only lies in her rhetoric. She never goes ahead with the threats. She has no actual substance, like Fox News. Back with your versus solo. This is not how I reported it. That sucks. Okay. Okay, all the mushrooms you ate to change your size are the changes in your body when you start liking guys. It's puberty! Sorry, but that's what it is. I swear. And the big ass mushroom on which the caliper sits represents what you'll deal with later. But you're only 7 now. If I told you what it means, that'd be sort of creepy. Let's talk about something else. There's a big ass hookah the caterpillar smokes. Gee, I really wonder what sort of theme that invokes. It's just something you'll do later to some degree. All you need is rock and roll, and I guess you've got all three. It's the reason they say that Wonderland is distorted. It's what they've all imbibed, swallowed, puffed, and snorted. They say Lewis Carroll was ahead of his time, as long as he didn't end up like that guy from Sublime. Okay, let's ask. It's time to talk about you, your pretty peasant girl from a wealthy family with a strong sense of manners, class, and privilege. And it looks like Wonderland really put the smack down on you. Yeah, that's happened. Okay, you're Alice Liddell, daughter of an Oxford College dean. Lewis Carroll was your friend, but he wasn't 13, he was 24, which caused a lot of problems. And later you'll go through the looking glass, and another set of metaphors will kick your ass. But you'll finally get to meet Lewis Carroll, who'll be the White Knight, and he's still hot for you. Well, they say he was. Anyway, here's what we've all learned. So heed what I say, life is but a dream. It's all what you believe, not how things seem. Don't sweat it, every now and then, things don't make sense. Like that song, Sexy Back. I hate that song. Be happy for the ride. Don't look down on people and don't be snide. We're all sort of special, no matter what our who. And listen to the Buddha. Oh wait, sorry, wrong story. That one's called Winnie the Pooh.